akazvinenge zvichireva kuti hurumende yemuno inofanirwa kutanga yakumbira hurumende yezimbabwe kuti ivape anonzi maemergency travel document. Embassy yemunomu kusvika pari zvino yanga ichitanga yabvunza munhu wacho kuti unoda here kudzokera kuzimbabwe. Kana munhu akati handidi kudzokera kuzimbabwe, yanga isingapi gwaro rokufambisa, saka munhu iyeye anga asingazodzorerwa kuzimbabwe.
Vakari manzira, ndikubatei muromo muri ipapo, muri kuti here vanhu vanga vachibvumidzwa zvavo kugara vasina mapepa nemagwaro akakwanira uye vachitobvunzwa vachipiwa mukana wekusarudza kuti vanoda zvavo kugara here kana kuti kudzoserwa kumusha?
Ndiri kutaura kuti kana munhu anga asina gwaro rokufambisa kana passport yake yakaexpire, munhu iyeye anga asingakwanisi, ruzhinji rwevanhu vatiri kutaura vacho ivavo, munhu iyeye vanga asingakwanisi kudzorerwa kuzimbabwe. Even mutemo wemunomu wakasvika pakutonyora kuti kana kuti adzitenwe kuti abatwe avharirwe zviya zviya, anga asingafaniri kuvharirwa kwenguva inopfuura maawa anogona kusvika 24, nekuti vainzi kana munovharira munhu chete kana muchikwanisa kumudzorera kunyika kwaakabva. Vekuzimbabwe vanga vasingakwanisi kumudzorera kana akangoti handisi kuda kuenda, anga vanga vasingakwanisi kumudzorera, saka vanga vasingatombovavhariri kutaura kunoku. Vanenge vachivharirwa ndivaya vanenge vane mhosva dzavakapara pamutemo. Chaakuvavharirisa hakusi kuti vakuda kudzorerwa kumusha, asi kuti vari kuvharirwa nokuda kwenyaya yavakapara.
Alright, aiwa tapanzwa apo. Muri kumunzwa here mukoma Gandhi zvavari kutaura vakura?
Hanyamuzwa kakhulu. Just keep holding, Mr. Karimanzira. We have a caller, Silo Sibasa Chuma. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Saribonani baba.
Yebo, kunjani?
Hayi, mina ngikahle, kumbe ninjani lani?
Hayi, lathi siphilile. Usifonela ungaphi kwendawo?
Namhlanje sesigodlweni esikhulu lapho.
Ngesiphi zine ngezikhulu?
Hayi, Harare lapho.
Ah, use Harare. Liyana yini izulu?
Hayi, izulu namhla nganathi kumile, kodwa hayi, kudisile kakhulu isuku zonke lezi.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphathisa ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Udaba lolu ngiyalizwa, kodwa lingiphathe kubuhlungu kakhulu kazi. Ngibuhlungu kakhulu, ngizwa lingiwete kudabuka kakhulu, ngoba abantu labo ukuze baphume lapha kabaphumanga ngentando yabo. Abantu labo baphume ngokuyethuswa anti liyakwazi ukuthi lizwe leli vele libuswa yisilwane. Abantu labo babalekile phela lapha kakusuke ukuthi baphume kahle, bamele ukuthi bakhangelisiswe, ngoba into entshintshileyo lapha kakutshintshanga phela kuthi lapha kutshintshikhanda, kodwa phela muva ngapha lokhu amatrokisi eyiwo kanye athwala lezo zinto kuyamele ukukhangelisiswe sibili abantu laba, ngoba ukuthi babalethe lapha angiboni impilo yabo isiba kahle, bangaphinda banyamalale njalo esiphinde sikhale futhi njalo kuzwayo.
Hayi, hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi, kulungile.
Okay. Yes, Ivan, before we continue with the show, we have a little video to show our listeners and hopefully our viewers.
A multicultural choir, Voices from Southern Africa, or VUSA, comprising of singers from virtually all over the world who sing African folk songs, religious hymns, and contemporary verses, this week celebrated their 10th anniversary in Maryland. The choir, first made its mark in 2009 when they performed at one of then-President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration balls. VUSA's membership comprises of mostly South Africans and some singers from the Southern African region, including some Americans. Here's Andy Sibiya, the president of the choir, on how it all began and what their focus is.
Service of and within the Southern community, where we came together to sing the South African national anthem by bringing together various members of the community. Mr. Derek Moyo and other dignitaries within the South African community decided to organize that with conjunction with Mr. Michael Wanyuza, who spearheaded the program itself. Following that, there was a need for continuing the singing that came about from that, from the community, as people yearned for more. And that's essentially how the organization started.
According to the music director Mike Nguyuza, the sky is the limit for the group.
We recognize that the old songs, the old hymns that we grew up knowing are fast fading away. And we think that is wrong. We think that we should preserve them. And it is our mission to preserve those songs to eternity.
That day, Zininga was a group.
Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, very wonderful golden voices. Mm. Yeah. Now, let's go back to our topic of the day, the pending deportation of 2,500 Zimbabweans. We have another guest on the line, and our guest now is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. He is from Huddersfield University. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Dr. Nkululeko, we have another guest, Mr. Panyika Karimanzira, from the Restoration of Human Rights United Kingdom. And he has already given us his take, and he thinks that the situation is not ripe for the UK government to be sending back Zimbabweans. And but we understand that the two governments have cordially agreed that, you can send them back. What do you think?
Well, I think that we are already pretty much aware that the Conservative government in the United Kingdom, under the leadership of Prime Minister Theresa May, and specifically the Secretary for Commonwealth and Foreign Affairs, Johnson, has been taking a knee-jerk reaction to the situation in Zimbabwe, hoping very much that they can use the chaos that arose out of the military coup and after the new government to get favorable deals and perhaps list the Zimbabwean be the first external government to start, expropriating Zimbabwean wealth through shady deals. It is always the case that when a government comes into power through means other than the constitution, powerful foreign governments that are led by people who don't respect human rights and always think that the third world must be cried upon, tend to zoom in and try to capture as much of the economy as possible. And this is clear because, of course, Mnangagwa needs to be legitimized. The Mnangagwa government needs to be liked by big countries, and they're going to accept everything that a country like the United Kingdom does, is asking for, is doing.